Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 198. This is GamerCast, recorded on the 16th of May, 2010, and I am your host, Paul. Joining me this week is Charlotte.
Yay!
Adam. And Catherine.
Hello.
Woohoo.
From the silence, you might guess that Adam
is here.
Okay.
He's just not talking.
Okay.
That way, when he says next week how he wasn't on, we can say, well, you were on because we had all these blank spaces where he couldn't talk.
Now for the news.
Okay, so first off in the news this week, we're going to talk about Marvel versus Capcom. What the hell is that? Is that some sort of new fighter aircraft?
Okay, so Marvel vs. Capcom 3. This is something Adam would probably usually talk about, but I'm talking about
luckily
it as well.
Luckily, he's not here, so we can just skip it.
We're not skipping it. Here.
Okay, so Marvel vs. Capcom 3, The Fate of Two Worlds. In this month's Game Informer, they've kind of announced four of the new characters that are in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. So we've got Captain America, who was in number 2. Felicia from Darkstalkers.
The cat girl.
Which is the cat girl who's been in, like, all stuff. Dante from Devil May Cry, so the Capcom franchise. And Deadpool from the Marvel comics, who is known as from being in Deadpool, right?
I think he might have started off in Spider-Man.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure. I didn't follow him. I thought he was really boring. But loads of people love him.
And that guy from Newport Lighting. Okay, so yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, some more characters have been announced. Hopefully there'll be some more announced soon, just like with the Super Street Fighter 4 stuff, and maybe we'll get some cool videos as well.
Does anyone want a bus ticket for November?
That's okay, Paul. Is that in your pocket?
Yes.
We shouldn't have washed that.
Too late.
Okay, next up, they've announced some new stuff for Sam Max Season 3, which is more detailedly...
episode 2 title was announced at the end of episode 1. Mm. At the end of each episode, they tell you the next episode's
name.
Well,
what am I reading this for, then?
It was new screenshots, so now you know what's going on in the episode.
Well...
Or back in time or something.
Sam has a moustache, and Max is a hobo.
It's like a street urchin.
It's called The Tomb of Sam and Mac.
Sam and Mac.
Which is cute, because it's a play on their names. But that should be coming out sometime this month.
Yeah, they don't give you the actual
date. But there's no official date. But yeah, if you go on the GamerCast website, we've got some cute pictures of the two of them. Looking
yes.
cute. Okay, so like Adam mentioned last week about Little Big Planet 2 being unofficially announced, it has now been officially announced. It's coming out exclusively on the PlayStation 3 this winter. And is going to be the same, well, similar to Little Big Planet, and will have more creativity in it.
Fun. Let's talk about 3D.Game Heroes, because we definitely don't talk about that enough.
Can I not? And I was just going to say, as Adam said last week, anything you have for Little Big Planet will be usable in Little Big Planet 2.
Fun.
Yes. And you have, like, lots of different tools so you can make specific games, so like RPGs, FPSs.
So I guess that's testament to how similar the games are.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, as Paul mentioned, 3D.Game Heroes, which we have probably mentioned for the past 5 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
I'm just saying something about it. Okay, so the character creator that you get in the game, they have added up a thing called the Hall of Heroes on the Atlas official website.
Where is Dinnendal in the Hall of Heroes?
He could be in the Hall of Heroes.
Could put Dinnendal in there, Paul. We could put the GamerCast logo in there.
A low-res Dinnendal? I didn't think so.
But yeah, so this Hall of Heroes, which can be found on the 3D.GameHeroes/Atlas website, you can download people's characters that they've put up on there, and you can upload your own characters onto there as well. There's some really cute stuff on there. So everyone should check it out. If you're in America as well, you can win, like, credit on Amazon.com to, like, save you money and stuff for video games. But yeah,
by making the best character.
If you pop on the Hall of Heroes, you should check out the characters because some of them are really cute. There was like a P-Man,
Invisible Man,
an Invisible Man, an arcade machine. There was a robot.
404.
404 error. Mm. Loads of cool stuff.
Let's talk about Fallout.
Yes.
The new Fallout game is coming out at some point in the future.
Yes, we don't know when it's coming out. It's other than autumn-ish.
Yeah. So probably this year.
Yes.
Although it might slip to next year, you don't know.
It is Bethesda.
Yes. Oblivion was 5 months late, if I recall.
Really?
Yeah, so this is being released on Xbox 360, Windows, and also that Sony console. Was it the PlayStation?
Yeah.
PlayStation, yeah. It's coming out on that as well. If this game is any good, we'll have to wait and see, because it might suck.
Well, it's not being made by Bethesda anyway.
Exactly, that's why that's why I'm like putting it might suck.
It might suck, yeah.
It might suck.
But isn't it Black Isle? No.
No, it's Obsidian.
Oh, Obsidian, that's the one. Isn't weren't they the KOTOR 2 people?
Yeah, and the Neverwinter Nights 2 people.
Does anyone know if they're using the same engine as Fallout 3?
I don't know. Because
if they use the same tools and everything as Fallout 3, you know,
it just might make the gameplay a bit sucky.
Badly, so
I imagine, like, with the, you know, how huge Fallout 3 was, it only makes sense to use the same engine.
Hmm.
Exactly, it's not like Fallout 3, you know, looks dated or anything, no.
So, talking about Fallout...
Although, if they release the Elder Scrolls 5 with the same technology, I'd be irritated. Let's just put that out there now before they try and chuck out a new Elder Scrolls game using the Fallout / Oblivion engine and stuff.
So, the main reason we're talking about this is because the Collector's Edition has been announced.
The Collector's Edition includes extra stuff you don't get in the normal one.
Yes, so you get a lucky 7 poker chip.
No, you get 7 lucky poker chips.
Oh, lucky 7 poker
each
chips.
Each 7 representing...
is this some sort of gambling
casinos?
Thing we're not getting?
Oh, it's different casinos.
Yeah, so you get 7 and each one represents the major casinos from the... New Vegas Strip.
Because, of course, it's New Vegas.
Because, of course, the fact that a nuke's landed on it, you know.
You get a deck of cards, which are uniquely illustrated. A lucky 38 platinum chip.
Because, of course,
I'm not sure what that would be made
playing
out of.
Cards would survive a massive nuclear explosion. Yeah.
That chip,
and 100 years.
The chip might, because it's platinum. But that's not going to be actually platinum. It's going to be like the Oblivion coin.
If it was platinum, it'd be worth the money.
You get a hardcover graphic novel.
See, I think that's...
called
that be that much.
All Roads, which tells the story of some of the characters and the events that lead up to Fallout New Vegas, and a making of DVD. Is that it?
Yeah. You don't get a soundtrack.
You get
got a soundtrack
box.
In the thingy one, didn't you? Although
yeah,
that
and it comes in a faded box,
which is a bit boring looking. Really,
the box should open. It might open like a
poker set.
A poker set. Who knows? But yeah, so that's been announced, and it could be cool. Next up, Darkness Within 2 Dark Lineage, which we mentioned last week. We did actually mention it on the new releases, but it has been put back a week due to manufacturing issues, which means now it should come out
Come
out. 2 weeks' time.
It's May 28th instead of May 21st.
Yeah, May 28th. It should be coming out on May 28th. And there's also a trailer that they've released to try and keep people not from giving up on it. I guess.
Sorry, I've been looking forward to this game for years now, but because it's been released 2 weeks, screw it, I'm not going to buy it.
So they've released a video which you can find out on our Gamercast.net YouTube channel, as well as on the Gamercast.net website. Do you want to talk about this next time?
Yeah. Okay, so...
So there's a game coming out. It's called Demo Lights and Simulator. Is that right?
No. Okay, so as well as Darkness Within 2 coming out on the 28th, there's a new simulator game called Demolition Simulator. And well, basically it's, you know, you do what you guess it would do. And you can use a host of different kind of demolition vehicles. So you've got like a wrecking ball, something like a big pneumatic drill, kind of on a thing.
They can't see a thing.
A thing.
A truck with a pneumatic drill on it, basically.
Yeah.
That has a thing where it lowers and goes up.
Is that what a thing is?
Yeah, like a craney arm thing.
Okay.
As well as dynamite. And I think that's it. Yeah, and dynamite. And then, so
you just demolish buildings and then you move the rubble away.
Demolishing buildings is fun.
It is.
Let's play StarCraft 2.
But, like, I played the demo of it ages ago when it
I'll
the
demolish
demo came
your
out
building.
In Germany. And it's really cool. So, that's coming out in a couple weeks. But, I mean, it's new news because they've kind of officially announced it now. Cool.
Munchenland.
Yeah. Well, it was originally made in Germany, so they're
Munchenland.
All made... Munchenland. They're all made in Munchenland.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty much all simulators are made in Germany.
Well, I'm referring to the town, but...
He's referring to Munich.
Okay.
No, which is Munchen.
Well, why is he called it Munchenland, though?
Because...
It's Munichland.
He called it that last time.
This is my show, noob. Don't question how I do
things. He called it that last time.
I've been calling it... I've been saying, like, well, sometimes I replace things, like, Splinetra means splinter. München, how they say in Deutschland, is now Munich.
Thank you, Paul.
There's a new Metal Gear Solid game coming out as well. This is called Peace Walker. I'm sure they mean Peace Skywalker,
okay,
but...
Okay, so this game's been coming out for a while. We mentioned it before, I think. it's coming out June 18th, but the thing
Wait
I was mentioning...
Is this that series of games made by that Hideo Kubijima bloke?
Kojima.
Whatever
his
name is. Where's he from? Japan?
To celebrate the release of the game coming out, the Uniqlo, who we have mentioned before because they did Pokemon t-shirts. I think we mentioned them before. Uniqlo that do like Japanese...
It's like the Japanese version of Primark, isn't it, in a way?
Ow!
Except they're not as cheap as Primark.
Well, no, yeah.
I'm sorry, but please don't do that, Paul.
It's not my fault if I'm nodding off. It's 10 o'clock.
Your eyes were wide open.
So not
usually,
10 o'clock.
You close your eyes when you do that. I can tickle you to keep you awake. Punch me in the face. Okay.
Kick in the face.
So, yeah, Uniqlo that do Japanese clothes, or clothes from Japan, or clothes made in Japan, one of the things. Generally do their own UT lines, which are Uniqlo t-shirts, and they're doing a Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker series that are coming out to celebrate the launch of the game on the same day.
They're coming out June 18th.
They're
coming out June 19th, I think.
Okay, so the t-shirts come out then. They did a series of t-shirts for Metal Gear Solid 4 as well, and they've done Pokemon,
and they did
different
the
manga
series.
Yeah, they did a history of gaming series. They've done loads and loads of different game tops. Oh, they did Virtua Fighter ones as well.
But the point is that they're not just t-shirts. They're kind of subtle t-shirts.
Yeah, they're subtle. So they don't say on them in big, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. Or something like that.
Don't they? They should. It would be better.
But yeah, so they're coming out. And also, when you buy a t-shirt, you get a special code that you can enter in the game, which means you get a t-shirt for the character in the game or something like that?
You unlock the t-shirt that you bought, basically.
Okay. Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, by the way, is a PSP-only title.
This is the PSP
The PSP
game.
One. Which is a sequel to Snake Eater.
But, and written by Kojima as well.
Yeah, it's written by Kojima.
It's like a proper Metal Gear Solid
Coming
game.
Out on PSP Go
right.
as well.
So, dudes, are either of you going to buy it?
We're going to buy a t-shirt.
The game?
Won't we have to buy it to get... Yeah.
Yeah, we'd probably buy it.
I'll probably pick up a copy.
Mm. But we'll have to buy a copy.
Are you going to play it?
No.
See?
Might do. I can
Nobody's going to play
Charlotte
it.
Charlotte can play it.
Nobody cares about PSP
but
anymore.
You haven't finished Snake Eater yet,
no.
So you can't play it.
Oh.
There you go.
Nobody cares about PSP.
Last thing we got in the news is the last two episodes of Bright Falls are finally up on the Bright Falls website.
Bright Falls is this weird video thing done for Alan Wake.
Yes.
It's really weird.
We've probably mentioned this for
you
the last 4 weeks.
Two episodes,
we have.
Isn't it?
It's just getting
Have
boring.
You seen the last two episodes?
No.
Makes even less sense.
I fell asleep after the first episode.
Paul, it was like 2 minutes long.
Well, I fell asleep in the middle of the episode.
Thank you,
then.
Paul, for being rude about it.
Well, it didn't make sense. Sorry.
I know it doesn't... Does the game make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense. I know absolutely what's going on.
Okay. But yes, the last two episodes are on the website.
Hi,
which Bright
my
Falls...
name's Alan. I'm missing a week. Old bugger.
Last two episodes are up on brightfalls.com. I'm not sure if they're up
Hold
on
Hold up, now the wives took off as well. Great.
I'm not sure if they're up on Xbox Live yet, but you can go on the website. You need Silverlight installed, but I'm sure...
Everyone has Silverlight installed now.
But yeah, so you should watch those, and it'll make perfect sense for playing Alan Wake.
And of course, I'm joking. Well,
so it's
it does tie in, but in some ways it doesn't
tie
in.
They're really well made.
Yes.
But you might have to kind of take it with a pinch of salt.
I might have to watch them again.
You might not understand what's going on.
But they need to release them as well.
Yeah, they should really release them on like a DVD or something.
Or they should release a version that they give out to the people that bought the limited edition. There's a, sorry, we forgot to add this in, but we'll give it to you anyways.
I'd pay a fiver for it. I'd pay a tenner
for
it.
Or ask Microsoft to put on a download link.
Yeah.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights.
Okay, letters now. We have one letter from Charlotte, who is on the show.
Oh my god, she's in the room and we're reading. How about Charlotte reads her letter?
How about you don't shout in my ear?
I'm sorry, Paul.
Can I read my letter?
Should we let Charlotte read her letter? Can you read that?
Yeah. Okay. So, the letter from Charlotte.
You didn't have to read it like that because you were the one you wrote it, so you were just reading it out.
I don't remember what it said. Hi, guys. About the X3 update for Steam, yes, they were offering players without Steam copies to get upgraded to a Steam copy for free, in case because you guys didn't seem to be so sure
about
it.
Wait a minute. Here's the first thing. I definitely knew about it.
Yeah,
the trouble is, I didn't want to seem too sure, because I always like to leave people on edge.
Okay.
Okay, carry on.
Okay. I really don't know what name that game is this week, because it sounded really familiar, but I didn't know. And Red Dead Redemption is out this week, which is cool.
Yes, very cool.
And what did you guys think of Alan Wake?
I'm currently playing.
Love the show. Charlotte.
Okay, sorry, I've let you end your
We're not going to talk about Alan Wake this week because we're going to review it next week.
Can I just say I'm enjoying it?
Yeah, it's a good game.
And
the environments are nice. It's quite fun. I would play it if I had loads of time to waste, but the busy schedule I keep trying to maintain Free Cities and Lord of Baltimore is just too much.
And you can also check out, if you were thinking of getting the Limited Collector's Edition, if you go on our YouTube channel, you can check out a video of me showing it.
And where can you find our YouTube channel?
YouTube.com/gamercast.net.
YouTube? What the hell is that?
A tube of people. Which includes you.
Why does it remind me of the chocolate factory from, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Like the suction tubes and just like filled with people. Anyway, you can send your letters to feedback@gamercast.net. You can also leave your feedback on the blog at gamercast.net.
You can also respond to us with other means, but we prefer those two ways.
Because that way they end up in my flipping inbox.
Yes, whereas the other ways, we'd forget.
It's time for Name That Game. Okay, so last week everyone would have heard this. I know what it is.
I know what it is.
Yeah, because I told you what it was.
After hearing it a few times.
I don't know how to spell sorcerer. Sorcerer. Yeah, so the answer is Simon the Sorcerer. It was the intro, cutscene bit.
Really?
From Simon the Sorcerer, yeah. So Adam was wrong because he said it was.
Harvest Moon. Didn't,
no, no, not Harvest.
He said it was definitely not Harvest Moon, although he originally said it was Harvest Moon.
Yes.
And I said it definitely wasn't, so he changed his guess to definitely wasn't Harvest Moon. Catherine said Discworld. Or a sort of adventure gamey-ish.
That was kind of there.
And Charlotte had no clue. You just admitted. So you suck. this week we have a way, 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 way better game. Any guesses?
I don't think so.
Charlotte.
Any clues?
I don't know, the music's a bit orchestral, isn't it? Well, yeah.
You said it was awesome as well. It has to be something that you like.
I'm going to say Oblivion or something.
We've already had Morrowind.
I don't think we've had Oblivion, though, have we?
No.
I'm not going to search, because it might
it's like orchestral on the scale.
Whatever the answer is, it's a word that could be spelled incorrectly. Any other clues? Or is it just that you spelled it wrong? You wouldn't spell it wrong, would you?
I don't know, I spelled Simon the Sorcerer wrong.
But yeah, any other clues?
Clues, multiple platforms.
Okay.
Released within the last 10 years.
Wow! Nice and broad there. 10 years.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I'll narrow it down to the last 6 years or thereabouts.
Does that mean it's 6 years old?
Maybe. It might mean it's minus 10 years old, though.
What? Oh. What? No. So it's not out yet?
Oh, no. This is something that I've played.
Do you like it?
No more clues. That's it.
Do I know you've played it? He said no more clues. Do I know you've played it?
Yeah, I probably told you I played it at some point.
Have I seen you play it? Is it Sims? It's The Sims, isn't it?
It's not The Sims.
Wait, it's Lord of Voldemort.
No, Lord of Voldemort doesn't have any music.
No, it doesn't, does it? It would be annoying if it did.
So what do you guess?
I guess The Sims 3. No, I don't. I guess Oblivion.
Catherine guesses. Adam guesses.
What's Adam guess? Harvest Moon?
What's really orchestral that Paul's played?
Star Wars?
What's really orchestral? Star Wars?
Star Wars is really orchestral.
What Star Wars game has he played?
Oh.
Can I guess World of Warcraft?
Okay, Catherine guesses World of Warcraft.
No! That might be wrong. That space is quite small. Ooh, is this an expansion?
You just guessed World of Warcraft, right?
Yeah, that'll do.
New releases this week.
Okay, so this week we've got some games coming out. Yep. We don't have that, so we'll just skip past that. We do have Prince of Persia, the Forgotten Sands. I hate Prince of Persia, so I vote we just skip this.
No. It's actually really good.
The only decent thing about Prince of Persia was Aladdin, and that's totally unrelated.
Which ones? Have you played any of the games?
I've played the old school games.
Did you not play the Xbox?
SNES, Mega Drive.
Yeah.
What did you play it on?
Oh, Mega Drive, probably.
You know that game was totally hardcore, though.
It's rubbish.
Yes, it was rubbish. It was, and it was really hard. Rubbish now.
I don't care what random architect says or what you guys say. It's rubbish.
Oh yeah, Ransomware has loved Prince Project. Yeah.
So yeah, I vote we skip it.
Well, no, because it's coming out, so I can mention it's coming out. Okay, so the new Prince Project of Forgotten Sands, which takes place... Is it before...
Let me guess, somewhere in Persia.
Or is it after the first one?
I have no idea.
I think it takes just place...
Well, it's not going to be set in Persia. It's going to be set in the then Bangladesh.
You play the prince,
as usual. Or Saudi Arabia. Or Brazil, or who knows where the guy's floated off to now.
So it's like a previous one, but different. So anyone that's played the previous 360 version,
nope.
The 360 PS3 PC
version. What a flipping bourgeois game that is! And so, it's not even bourgeois because they're trying to promote some sort of monarchy and some other sort of dictatorship type thing. It sucks.
Anyway, anyone that played that one, this is totally different.
Yeah.
So you had the claw and sword, which worked.
The gauntlet, wasn't it?
Yeah, the gauntlet and the sword, which kind of worked like you were fencing in a way.
And then that
because you kind of moved, and there was also combos and dodges.
That you could never die. As
yeah.
Well.
I know how not to die. IDDQD.
Yes.
God mode in Doom.
So yeah, so it's totally different.
IDKFA, all weapons.
And because it takes place way before that one, it has the kind of original combat.
Yeah. Right, are we done?
It's almost like Assassin's Creed, but nice. Prince of Persia.
Okay, and this is coming out on Wii, 360, DS, PS3, and PSP. 360 and PS3 versions will obviously be different, whereas the Wii, DS, and PSP versions may be similar to each other, but the Wii will be slightly upper. Whereas the DS and PSP versions will be portable ones.
As opposed to being not portable?
Well, as in the kind of portable versions you get of games. Which means it's a little platformer.
I thought the DS and the 360 and the PS3 would all run the same version.
Honestly, like the Assassin's Creed game on the DS. Okay, so next up we've got Mod Nation Races, which is a game, it's like a racing game that kind of encourages creation. So you make characters and stuff like that.
So it's another one of these games where they can't be bothered to like pay for people to build stuff for their games.
A Lego racing
game. Loads of people. Yeah, I sort of look like a Lego racing game. Loads of people are really high up about it. It's come out on PS3 and PSP, and of course PSP Go as well. So it's just a little racing game which has a lot of creation. So obviously it's trying to compete with like Trackmania.
It's part of their play creation genre that apparently has been created since Little Big Planet.
Oh yeah, is Little Big Planet the only one?
Yeah. Well, I can't think of any other games like that.
But yeah, so it's Trackmania with characters, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's as good as Trackmania. But lots of people, there was lots of hype when the beta came out for it.
Yeah, I know, there's loads of hype about it.
Okay, so next up is Split Second Velocity, which is coming out on 360 and PS3, which is a new Disney Interactive Studios. So I'm not sure if that's the...
The thingy one, the Climax one.
Yeah, is it Black Sam? Well, they used to be called before Disney bought them. So this is a new Disney racer, but of course, just because it's a Disney racer doesn't mean it's Disney. So it's like set within a world of hyper competitive reality TV. And
Flash TV!
It's all got to do with your. Got to be the first across the finish line, as you do with any racing games. In a city that's meant to be destructible and destructed, that's the wrong word, and broken up and everything like that, and you want to be the season champion. So it's got, like, I think it's got a rewind function to it, or at least maybe a checkpoint function to it, and like you can get better points for like doing something that causes other people to crash and things like that. I've seen the demo, looked all right. Some people say
I've
good.
I've heard loads of people saying about how amazing it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you triggering events like at times. So kind of, actually no, nothing works. So think Burnout, what is it?
Which one?
The setting up a crash.
Crash time.
So kind of like Burnout Crash Time.
Well, it's not called Crash Time, it's Crash Thing, yeah.
Crash. Sorry, Paul.
These things are supposed to take 2 minutes each, tops.
Burnout Crash. So like that, except you're doing it throughout a whole race, and you're actually racing your car and not trying to damage yourself. Next up, we have Pole Position 2010, which is, if this is actually coming out, the new managerial PC only.
Okay.
New managerial F1 title.
Okay. Never heard of it.
The game website told me that it was coming out.
Yeah.
I looked on Play as well, and they had it down as well.
Who's making it?
I'm not sure who's making it.
Some guy.
But yeah, so it's a management simulation for racing fans.
Maybe Tim will play it.
Tim will probably play it if he was given it. I doubt it has. I'm not sure if it has like
actual
the F1 people. It might just be a Formula One. Managerial kind of game. So that's PC only. Apparently it's a multiplayer mode as well. You construct, so you make your own teams pretty much.
Last up,
do you want to talk about this?
No.
So last
Red
up
Dead
we've got
Redemption's
Red Dead
coming
Redemption
out.
Coming out.
This which is a game which might be interesting.
It's gonna be interesting.
It's coming out on PS3 and 360 only. There's special editions coming out all over the place, and there's
t-shirts. Where's the PC version?
I think there was going to be a PC version, but then, like...
I'm sure it'll come out, just like GTA finally came out.
Yeah.
And then you get achievements on the PC as well as the 360.
Assuming they want to do that, of course.
Yes, assuming they do. So, it's a cowboy GTA.
Okay, so the reason that it's just so good is that, like, the single player looks amazing, and the multiplayer looks amazing, and it's set in the West, which is amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, for games.
Because I thought it was kind of lame.
Well, as lame as cowboy films are,
is it actually going to be
a cowboy? Is really cool.
Is it
going to
be like realistic cowboy?
Yeah,
like actually realistic cowboys.
What do you mean?
Unlike films that aren't.
Well, it's going to be like cowboys.
Is it going to be like Grit?
Yeah.
I read something somewhere about killing hookers and stuff. Because of course they did that back then.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be like Gun, and Gun was really, really good. If for some reason you wanted to play a cowboy game.
But it was flawed, wasn't it?
But it was really flawed, so this is going to be like 1,000 times better. And because it's open world as well, it's going to be a great game.
Yes. So we're looking forward to it. We'll be definitely picking
and
it up.
And there's also, they're doing the first DLC that they release is free.
Yes, we mentioned
that last week. Which is what you mentioned last week, yeah.
But yeah, so everyone should pick up Red Dead Redemption. What else was coming out? Pole Position, Split Second, Modern Nation,
Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia is good. Recommend picking up Prince of Persia and Red Dead Redemption.
I recommend picking up Lord of Ultima and...
Which is free!
Also
Simon the Sorcerer?
Napoleon Total War.
Is that this week or in general?
In general.
Previews and or reviews.
Okay, so one of the main reasons we've got Charlotte on this week's show is she's going to be talking a little about some events that we got to go to recently. So I'll pass over to Charlotte and we can comment.
Did you go to BlizzCon?
No.
Did you go to QuakeCon?
No.
Did you go to E3 and get hands-on demo with Natal?
No.
Okay, that's it for this week.
Hey.
Okay,
E3 starts
for a couple of weeks.
QuakeCon's not until
ages. Wednesday, the 13th of May? 12th of May. The 12th of May was the EA Spring Showcase. Basically, EA have a showcase twice a year. They have one in the spring, one in the winter. Is that it? Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
That shows off basically most of the games that are coming out soon. So,
did they talk about Lord of Ultima? At least it's the same company.
No, they didn't.
They should have had it in the
DLC
area.
I was surprised they didn't have like a game running on a laptop.
Because they've already had £4 odd off me. I needed the diamonds.
I was actually really tempted to buy some diamonds the other day as well.
Yeah, but the thing is, what coverage did Battlefield Heroes get? None.
Yeah.
The same with Battleforge.
Battlefield Heroes?
Yeah, that.
Oh, that's that free game came out and everyone was excited and then it came out and everyone
didn't care.
Made
that.
Is it really? Is it for
They created them all.
Oh, wow.
What?
Okay.
Did DICE
well,
not
they,
do it?
They either created them. Well, I don't think DICE made it, no. Or they, at least their label publishes them. But they have to do with all that stuff, and they've all got micro
transactions.
Yeah. Well, it's the same as Need for Speed.
Just
World.
£4. Anyway, so I can afford £4. Now I've got 500 diamonds. And of course, now I've spent all my mana, so I can't use it anymore.
Aww. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll give like a quick run through of all the things that we managed to see. So first up was Battlefield Bad Company 2 is having a new premium DLC.
PDLC.
A PDLC.
As people like to call it now.
Which is called Onslaught, which is basically a 2-4 player co-op or single mission thing. It's got 8 new achievements. And it's kind of very team-centered, like, gameplay. I don't know. I don't really care much for
I haven't played it yet.
Battlefield Bad Company. Like, when I saw Tim play it, it was really good, but it's nothing that...
You haven't played it yet either, have you?
Gets me, excited.
I just said on Continent Chat, sup, Nabs.
That's because Paul's too good for GamerCast, he's playing Lord of Ultima.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm just watching my progress bars go across. It's not like I'm doing anything.
We were showing a bit of Need for Speed World as well, which is the new Need for Speed online, apparently first ever MMO racing game.
They claimed.
They claim. And that's actually going open beta on June 2nd. They showed us a little bit how it works. Apparently it's going to have a massive connection thing going on with Facebook. And as we were talking, it's all micro... Is it micromanagement? Is that what you call it?
Transactions.
Microtransactions. Micromanagement. It's all microtransactions.
StarCraft has a lot of micromanagement in it. If I can micro my Hydras just right, anyone's going to die.
Okay. So it's actually really arcadey and like action racing like the originals, because apparently the
Shift was a bit more simmy.
Yeah. So they're going back to the action kind of racing, and it's all got to do with your heat wanted level and stuff. Yep. But what's actually kind of what I find nifty about it is that you, the I think the main events that you do are all races, but you can choose to play them single or multiplayer. Okay. So even though you're online, you can try them out first single player. Just
So you don't suck at it.
Yeah, so you don't suck, and I think that, that works kind of like it's a good idea. Okay, so then we were shown Bulletstorm, which is making quite a wave on the internet.
A stir on the internet.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, you have. You must have. Okay, so
new epic.
Basically,
people
it's
can
the
jump.
New, yeah, people can fly.
People can fly.
It's the new epic game. Cliffy B made a massive announcement about it.
As well as Gears of War 3, of course.
Yeah, it's by the guys at People Can Fly, who basically made Painkiller.
And Epic bought them.
I have no idea what you guys are
talking
about.
You know what Painkiller is, right?
On PC.
It's those things that Max Payne
makes. Haven't you played Painkiller? On PC?
Okay, no? So basically Painkiller was like
is there a new Unreal Tournament game
awesome
coming out?
For being like one
Cliffy
of the
B,
most...
where's Unreal Tournament 4? I actually fancy some Unreal Tournament. Have you got it?
Of course I've got it.
Have you got it?
No.
Let's do some Unreal Tournament 3.
Okay,
later on.
So, People Can Fly made Painkiller, which is kind of renowned as being possibly one of the most fun FPS ever made, maybe.
As well as game with the most expansions, almost.
Yahtzee went on about how it was so much fun because it was so absurd.
It was cool with the stake gun. Was it a stake gun?
Yeah, but there was loads more than that.
I know.
And it was just...
And those bosses as well.
So, like, Bulletstorm is making a massive stir because it's kind of breaking all of the conventions at the moment that FPS have, in that it's a really colourful world and they're trying to make it quite...
Funny.
Oh, that. Yeah, you know, Painkiller.
Yeah,
I thought that was rubbish.
So really? I like that.
In a way, it's kind of like the club was,
gun.
And it's rewarding you with extra points. It's all got to do with points and stuff.
Okay.
And with points, you can upgrade. And so you get extra points for doing certain things. So if you get a guy killed by the environment, so you throw... Because, okay, actually, you know, the best way to say it is there's three main things that you could... No, there's four main things that you can do. Sorry. There's kicking, sliding, you've got an energy leash, and you've got a gun.
Sounds like Brink.
And, yeah.
Well, Brink has that lots kind of different stuff.
And you what you do is you combine all of those together to make your kills really cool.
Yeah.
So you kick a guy, and he lands in a plant, and the plant eats him, and then you get environment bonus.
Okay.
And they've done this really weird one called a mercy kill. So basically, if you kick someone in the balls and then shoot them in the head, it's a mercy kill. Because you're showing them mercy about the fact that you just kicked them in the balls. It's really, really weird.
Okay.
But, like, it definitely is, like, the new Painkiller. And I mean...
And the club.
And, it's like Painkiller meets the club, the way I see it, anyway. And I don't think it's actually got a date yet.
No. I don't think it does.
But apparently they're going to have hands on the E3, so there's going to be loads and loads of news coming up about it soon.
In the next few weeks.
But everyone's going crazy for it, the way I see it.
What? Everyone?
Everyone,
yeah.
A lot of
the interwebs
if you look at the
are
interweb,
going crazy.
Everyone.
Unreal Tournament. Quake
and the thing
5.
Is, well, it's kind of, it's
Doom
almost,
4.
It's kind of like Painkiller meets The Club, meets Far Cry, because it's all on an island. But
this
the
island,
yeah,
but
Far
but
Cry
the island's
wasn't
inhabited.
Bad.
Okay, so then the next thing that I managed to see, which was the most amazing thing at the show,
mm-hmm.
sort of, was The Sims 3 Ambitions.
I knew you were going to talk about this.
Which is the newest expansion for The Sims 3. So basically this is what people have been wanting for the last 10 years of The Sims, and you can follow your Sims to work.
Mm-hmm.
And
can I just say, you could follow your Sims to work in Sims 3.
Well, yeah, but
you just couldn't do anything
couldn't
once
do
they
anything.
Got inside.
All you could do is watch outside in the building. But in The Sims 3, you can actually do their jobs. So I was shown the private eye, a fireman, and an interior designer. So as the fireman, you've got to tell him to put out fires. And while he's not putting out fires, you do things like upgrade your fire engine and stuff like that. And then with the private eye, you can blackmail people by going through their trash, which was really cool. And then you do little cases on the side. And it's the same thing as most of the jobs work on a kind of case or client basis. so you find people that want you.
Hmm.
So you're not really, unfortunately, like, you're not doing, what kind of jobs are there? Like the army job. You're not, you don't get to see any of those careers.
No, or you're seeing these ones.
It's only the
you
careers.
See these quirky, weird careers, yeah, exactly. Which are just stupid, which makes the whole expansion pack stupid and ridiculous.
No, it doesn't. Boy. But the thing is, like, what would be the point
in what about doing, my science, dude?
In doing, like, the science career, and all he'd do is sit there in a lab all day.
Awesome! Yeah, but then you've got the whole people dealing bit. Like, you have to get your research funds and your grants and all that, and then you've got to hire the staff to work for you.
Maybe they'll do that, but at the moment, they wanted to just kind of
have stupid things that stupid American 14-year-old girls are interested in, like being a private eye.
Yes, 14-year-old American girls love to be private eyes.
Another big thing that they're adding in is inventions, which is something that I think they actually had in one of the original Sims expansions. So you can now create loads of little weird things, including a time machine. And then another thing, which is apparently huge that they've added in, is laundry. So your Sims can now do their laundry. Because apparently, one thing that loads of Sims players want, I don't know what Sims players, but they want to do really boring things, like vacuum the house, or do the dishes, or do the laundry. Well, you do the dishes already.
I'd love to vacuum the house, that'd be kind of cool.
It'd be really weird, because then you'd be, what you'd have to do is, like, you'd get dust accumulating, so you'd have to go rip out the
dust
Hoover.
Cloud.
Yeah. I know. Okay. But I think that The Sims 3 Ambitions was actually one of the kind of best things at the show, because I didn't realise how cool it would be.
Cool.
And, I mean, it only comes out, it should be coming out in June, so it's going to be awesome when it comes out. And it's definitely, like, World Adventures wasn't a real expansion, whereas this is a proper Sims 3 expansion. The next thing that I got to see was Star Wars Old Republic, which is the new Star Wars MMO from BioWare.
She got to play lots of games. Let her talk.
So basically, it's...
Or see lots of games.
It's a very story-driven MMO, which I don't understand.
That's not really an MMO.
Well, no, because the thing is, when I spoke to the one of the guys on it, he told me that it's nothing... Because I asked if it's like Galaxies, because me and Catherine were massive fans of Star Wars Galaxies.
Totally, and Adam played it too.
And he was like completely offended, and he was like, this is no way like Galaxies. It's whatever. Nothing to do with Galaxies whatsoever.
You should have said pre...
I did.
Whatever.
I said...
What was it? Pre...
Pre-nerf.
Pre-nerf.
It was a patch or something. But I said, what's it like compared to Galaxies when it was good? And he was like, what do you mean when it was good? And I was like,
rude.
When they made it shit.
Before it was shite.
But the thing about Old Republic is that it's a fully voiced MMO, apparently.
Yeah.
It takes...
Great, so there's going to be virtually no dialogue in it.
Well, I don't know. And the thing is as well, is that it's only 8 classes, but they're all the 8 classes that are cool, so you don't get to play as the boring people.
What? Can I not be an image designer anymore?
I don't think so.
Rude.
But the thing is as well, is that because it's story-driven, I don't understand how it would work. Because the story's got to keep being pumped out, otherwise people are just going to get to the end.
Yeah.
That's what they do after 3 years. They release the expansion pack. Cataclysm.
But looking at it, it just looks like any MMO, really.
Does it just look like a KOTOR game?
It does, yeah. It looks like KOTOR, but bigger.
Okay.
But I mean...
Come on, dude.
Okay. The next...
Next...
I then got to see...
You are not talking about all that stuff.
No, it's not. Most of it's quite small after Dead Space. Dead Space is the biggest thing I've got to talk about. Okay, so then I got to see a couple of new DLC that's going to come out. Well, not DLC, but DLC titles kind of thing. So there's one called Deathspank, which is the new Ron Gilbert game. Or rather, the first Ron Gilbert game for the last 20 years or something. And it's kind of Monkey Island meets Diablo. So you're like this little guy who goes around killing stuff and getting loads of quests, but the thing is that he wanted to make important, and it really comes across, is that it's like Diablo but really, really funny.
Wait, I was never a fan of Diablo. Is
not?
It like StarCraft instead?
No,
it sucks.
So,
is it StarCraft 2?
No,
it sucks.
But apparently
is it
it's...
Supcom 1 re-released with new graphics?
No,
it sucks.
So it's apparently boasting like 15 hours of gameplay.
Is it not Supreme Commander 2?
Yes, it's not Supreme Commander 2. And it will be coming out on the Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
Next,
not
please.
Sure when. Then next. the other downloadable game that I saw was Shank, which is another kind of weird little, like, the best way I could describe it is like a Newsgrounds game.
Boring. Yeah. What's next?
But when it was kind of normal. And so it's like a crazy little flash game like Alien Hominoid, but with a dude that kind of looks like Rambo and you beat loads of people up.
That sounds original.
It's kind of like Metal Slug at that end, in a way.
That sounds original.
The art style is really nice and it looks really
that
cool.
That sounds interesting.
Okay, so then I got to see Crysis 2.
Okay, now you can talk. Does Crysis 2 suck?
I don't know. I didn't get to play it. I saw them play it. Like, they showed us a demo of them playing.
Well, did it look like Crysis 1?
I don't know.
Go back.
Okay.
Go back in time. Play Crysis. Then go to the event.
Okay, so I heard a lot of people say stuff, but when I saw them playing, I thought it looked absolutely amazing. Like, okay. New York looks really beautiful. Like, it's in pre-alpha at the moment, so, like, it's not finished.
And you say it still looks beautiful. That's
but
cool.
At the moment, it looks really
moment.
Yeah. The main way they're modifying it is that now you can customize your suit.
Because, of course, it's also on PS3 and Xbox 360.
Yeah, it's on 360. PS3, Xbox 360, and PC. But now you can modify your suit, so it's kind of like Deus Ex.
Well, you could do, like, limited modifications in Crysis 1. You could modify your weapons, for example.
But in this one, you modify your suit.
What do you do that?
So you kind of choose what path you want to do. So if you want to be, like, a hitman, a predator, or an
That just seems ridiculous, because in the first one, you have the 5 or 6 different modes, and it sounds like they're just making that more...
What do you think it says? Well, I think they are, because I think no one kind of went for a certain style in the original.
Well, no,
you mixed it up, whereas I think they want to kind of make people's plays individual.
Yeah, but the thing is, by doing that, you're limiting... If you're going to make it specialised in one area, it's going to limit in all the rest, and compared to Crysis 1, you're just going to feel, like, nerfed. Like, if I choose speed, I'm suddenly nerfed in a big firefight now.
What is it said whenever you choose your thing?
It depends on which one you chose.
So, armor.
Maximum armor.
Okay.
Maximum speed.
I think I've heard him say that before.
Yep.
Cloak engaged.
Because, I don't know, it looks really cool. Like,
maximum
maybe
strength.
When they release the gameplay, you can see what it looks like and you'll be able to tell, you know, how much they've changed it. But I personally don't know, because I didn't play Crysis, but... As a person that didn't play Crysis, I would pick it up.
Are the graphics still amazing for the PC?
They were shown on Xbox 360.
Well, they must have looked shit in comparison then.
Well, I'm pretty sure they were shown on Xbox 360. Because he had a controller.
That doesn't necessarily mean that, dude.
Well, no, exactly. He could have been playing PC. But,
What did you not ask?
We had headphones on.
Do you not say, "What game are you playing?"
What game are you playing?
Okay.
They'd be like, crazy.
What was the resolution of the screen running at? Could you tell?
Charlotte gave us a hand gesture for anyone who cannot see over the podcast.
I don't know why I bother with this anymore.
Poor. What am I supposed to ask?
Well, did it look high res or did it look low res constantly?
High res.
What, high res is in Alan Wake high res or high res is in my computer screen high res?
It looked pretty high res.
It's okay, Paul.
Unfortunately, I'm not that technically minded. So,
on to the next thing, maybe?
But it's set 200 to 300 years after, I think. Oh, no, it's not. What the hell? 3 years after? Actually, 200 to 300 years. That's talking about the accomplishments of New York. Sorry. Okay. So, then, quickly, I also saw Green Day Rock Band, which is...
Boring.
Rock Band
is not...
With Green Day.
It's not
boring.
Something that we're looking
like
forward to.
Yeah, especially considering how well the Beatles Rock Band did, i.e. it sold 9 units.
I bought it.
Yeah, but the thing is, that was their attempt at trying to get 50, 60-year-old people to buy PlayStation 3s to play Rock
Band.
Yeah,
but who likes Green Day nowadays? Nobody.
Well, I guess apparently they do. At least Americans
they
do.
They used to be good.
But, like, apparently it's they're working it off full albums instead of just having... So, yeah, the Beatles did full albums, didn't it? So they're doing it off American Idiot.
Oh, 20, what?
Yeah, 21st Century Breakdown, which is apparently their newest album.
What?
And Dookie.
Who?
Dookie.
So there's 47 songs on it.
Let's have Radiohead, like Guitar Hero, and then whoever can make the weirdest load of noise wins.
Geek Stink Breath, and they did She as well while we were there. Like, the thing is, they've done all this stuff with it, which most people aren't going to notice because you're too busy playing Rock Band.
Yep. Exactly like the Beatles Rock Band.
Yeah. But it works on three venues, which I thought was cute because the main one of the main venues is Milton Keynes.
Really?
Because apparently they did some huge Milton Keynes thing. Well, that's it. That's out June 11th. And it's actually, I think really it's worth checking out because it's not hard, like things like Metallica and things like they released.
Because it's easier songs.
Because it's easier songs, and because it's kind of, you know, punk rock or whatever, it's kind of easy to sing as well.
Yeah. I would just call it pop. It's not exactly punk rock, is it?
Well, they used to be kind of
pop. It's pop now.
It's always pop. Okay. Okay. Well, that was actually kind of fun. But then
that was fun, was it? What about Crisis?
It was fun watching them play.
That's because it was staged, dude. They were acting they like they were staged, having fun.
Because it was only the, like, 10 of us in there watching them.
Yeah, and you were pretending to be interested.
So then the possibly best thing next to Sims 3 Ambitions was Dead Space 2.
Boring.
No! It's not boring. Okay, so, they showed us them playing a section of Dead Space 2. Basically, Dead Space 2 is set 3 years after the original, and it's set on Titan, which is...
Where's Titan?
A planet orbiting Mercury.
What? Paul,
where's Titan? Go on.
You know. Tell the audience. Okay, so Titan is one of the moons of Saturn, and...
For people that don't know it.
It takes place
Not to be confused with Triton, a moon of Neptune.
Okay. So it takes place in a city called the Sprawl, which is like a massive city.
Okay, wait a minute. Just for our list, let's talk about Titan now, since you brought it up.
Okay.
What did you learn about Titan while you were at this EA thing?
If you look through a window in the Sprawl, you can see Saturn.
Are you going to tell us some Titan facts?
Does it have an atmosphere?
Was it terraformed? Was it a space station?
Well, apparently the reason they chose Titan was in the Dead Space universe, it was the first ever planet crack location.
Planet what?
Crack. Which is what they do to get resourcey stuff.
Okay, well, it was a pretty bad planet to use then, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think you would be able to see Saturn from the surface of Titan because the atmosphere is really thick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't do their research.
If you look up at the sky, it would be orange, you know? Yeah. Or like a weird... orangey reddy colour.
Okay, yeah, because they look through the window clear? And you could see Saturn and you could see the asteroids in the belt.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to see. I mean, you might be able to make out Saturn sometimes, like if you've got like quite fast wind, like which clears out some of the stuff, but it's not really that transparent. In the Earth's atmosphere is 97% transparent, so that's really transparent.
You can see.
Titan, if you look at it, it's just an orange yellowy blob.
Yeah.
So if you're looking up, all you see is an orange-yellowy blob. You know, the Earth, you can see the atmosphere is transparent because from space, you can see the surface. Likewise, from the surface, you can see space. Titan, you're able to do that. So can you please get onto those stupid EA people who don't ask me how to do things first and get them to fix that game?
Okay. Okay, so it's set 3 years after the original one was.
Wait a minute, can I just say the first one I found really boring?
Why?
It was.
Do you know why? Because I was playing it with the sound off.
No, when I played it.
Oh, you've played it.
I played it, yeah. And I just
found it boring.
Wow, this is boring.
Weren't you scared?
No, I think I got around like two or three corridors and I was like, I'll just play Doom 3.
Okay. So, they're actually kind of basically, it's the same game. Apart from it's on...
Oh, great. So they're re-releasing
it. Okay, so it's set in a different location, but they're keeping the core of the game the same. So it's still building on horror and terror. It's using dynamic lighting and sound as... What?
Doom 3 used dynamic lighting.
No, it didn't use dynamic lighting in the same way Dead Space did.
Let Char talk.
Okay, and they used that to kind of build on the terror.
Aren't you talking about dynamic lighting?
Well, no, I was going to say that what they have changed is now the controls are a lot better. So I
so Dead Space 1 players will feel right at home.
What?
Well, they changed the controls, so you're gonna be oh yeah, Dead Space 2's
out. No, they haven't
they're
changed
pick
the
it up,
controls.
And then you can be like, what?
They've made them more responsive.
So they made it too sensitive.
Well, no, because in the original, like when you did a melee move, he'd take about 5 minutes to do it, and then there'd be like a pause while you wait for the animation to finish before you can do it again. But in this one, it's like bam, bam, bam. And like the melee in Dead Space was absolutely useless because by the time you'd done it, like you'd be attacked. And they've also improved the kinesis and the stasis modules. They've also made it so that now Isaac is a bit less of an errand boy. So like when you played Dead Space, you always kind of found that you were just being pushed from one place to another and being told what to do, and you never kind of had a choice. Because I thought that when I was getting to the end, I was going to have a choice of which way to go. But you didn't. You just kind of did it. They're also trying to make him more relatable, which is why now he's got the retractable helmet.
Mm-hmm.
They've also... the other big thing that they've changed is the dismemberment. So,
oh, that sounds pleasant.
Now, there's two different kind of additions that they've done. So there's the new javelin gun, which you can impale people with.
Bioshock 2!
Which is like the one in Bioshock 2.
And probably painkiller.
Yeah, and probably... So with the javelin gun, the alt fire on it kind of sends a charge through all the javelins that you've released.
Okay,
so you can use it as a trap.
Yes, just like in Bioshock 2.
Yeah. And the
just
way
like in Ghostbusters.
That the dismemberment has also been improved is that you can now use all sorts of debris to impale things. So you know there's those ones with the massive kind of scythe blades for hands?
No.
Yes.
You can cut those off and you can impale other things with them. So it all kind of works really fluidly.
Like that dude did in that Darkcraft video. And he grabbed
he grabbed the
a Zerglings thing and started killing people with.
Well, he started killing Zergs people with it, didn't he?
What?
In that trailer.
What trailer?
The one with the... What are they? Terran?
Protoss.
The Protoss guy. And then the Zerg lady comes out of the shadows.
See, when I said that to him the other time... Okay,
I've seen it like 5 billion times.
The main thing that they've done is the environments are now interactive and reactive, which I'm guessing Doom 3 wouldn't have done. So basically the lighting is changed by everything you do in the environment. So you can shoot like a light that's hanging off the off the ceiling. It will fall to the floor and it will cast the lighting as dynamically as possible. Could you do that in
Welcome
Doom?
To 2005.
What, Doom 3 did that?
Yeah, that was the whole point of Doom 3. It had real-time lighting and shadowing. Meaning it wasn't pre-rendered in the level, like when you compiled the level, like it was done previously.
But did it work really well?
It worked brilliantly. You had per-pixel lighting on anything. By default, you had the player shadow turned off,
yeah.
But you could turn that back on the console. But the rest, I mean, that was the point of Doom 3. All the lighting and shadowing was done real-time. So if they're, like, talking that up, you know, come on, guys,
well, they're
get
not.
Real.
The main reason they're talking it up is because the environment itself is reactive. So you can shoot down a panel and it will get shot down. So there's certain points where there's...
Yeah, Doom 3 had a physics engine as well.
Where there's safety glass.
You can shoot everything.
Where there's glass that isn't safety glass. So I don't know how to explain it, but if you shoot some glass out by mistake, it's going to suck you out into the atmosphere. And kind of the interactive environment means that the whole levels kind of get more dangerous because you've got to be on guard to where you're shooting
at.
So
you don't shoot through glass because then everything will get sucked up.
Yeah.
And you're dead.
They've also put in loads of new necromorphs. And it
which are the bad guys for anyone that doesn't
guys,
know.
Yeah. And it looks absolutely fantastic. But there is no official date on it yet.
No.
Just kind of...
This year, next year.
This year, next year.
Sometime.
Kind of end of this year, start of next year, I think it is.
Yep.
That is what they're guessing. We saw Medal of Honor. It looks like Call of Duty.
You said, didn't you, that you thought Crysis 2 looked better than Medal of Honor, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Heard it from Charlotte.
No one else seemed to agree with her.
No one else seemed to agree. Like, all Medal of Honor seems to be is, like, you're in Iraqi villages killing
poor defenseless people.
Well, no, see, they're all wearing flak jackets and stuff, so that means they're bad because they've all got guns.
I see.
I thought it was a lot of crap.
I'm not looking forward to Medal of Honor. It's going to suck. It's, you know, it's
Medal of Honor. Well, war games.
The only decent Medal of Honor was Allied Assault. Every other one sucked.
I also got to play...
Chapstick is now playing Fallout 3.
The Dante's Inferno St. Lucia.
We mentioned this a few weeks back.
That came out a few weeks back. I just thought I'd say it's actually kind of cool. Like, it's a lot simpler than it sounds, because what it is you're basically making your own levels, but with just waves and stuff. And it works quite simple. For anyone that thought maybe it sounded a little too complicated, it's actually quite fun. And there is a lot of levels that have been made, and you can also play levels that EA developers have made as well. So there's a special section of ones that developers have made.
I bet I couldn't get in this,
which is, well, no. Which is pretty, well, I think they're all Dante's Inferno people.
Visceral.
Yeah, Visceral. Because Visceral are cool.
Mm-hmm.
I also got to play the new Dragon Age DLC as well. Well, PDLC, which is called Darkspawn Chronicles. And that's out May 18th. So that's... Is that...
Tuesday.
It's out on Xbox and PC for 400 Microsoft points, or apparently 400 BioWare points, because it's not done two games for Windows.
Yeah,
on PC. Basically, it's the last siege that happens in Dragon Age, but you're playing as the bad guys.
Instead of the good guys.
So you're trying to protect the archdemon who, in the original game... you have to try and defeat. So it works really cool in a way, because it's like an alternate reality, because what the whole idea is that your Grey Warden character that you play as in Dragon Age dies at the start of the game, and because he's not there, this other guy takes over, and I don't know, mainly because you're not there, everyone dies.
Yeah.
And it kind of... It's a good game for kind of making emotional ties, because if you've played Dragon Age for the God knows how long it takes to finish, possibly 20 hours maybe, you're going to have put a lot of emotional investment into the characters, so you're at the end. I think there's even a cutscene right at the end that shows you, like, bludgeoning, like, the main guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because, for effect. Also, as a side note as well, there's going to be 3 achievements that will be added on to Dragon Age 4.
Cool.
It's standalone, so you don't actually... It doesn't tack on to any of the Dragon Age games, but you have to have either Dragon Age Origins or Dragon Age Origins Awakening to play it.
Yeah.
And also, once you finish the game as well, you will also unlock a special Darkspawn weapon that you can play in either of the 2 games.
Cool.
The character you play as is also a Herlock Vanguard, and it also works in a 4-party system the same way that Dragon Age does, and you kind of control all these Herlock Darkspawn bad guys. It's actually quite cool, and I think that it's worth a check out, especially because it's only 400 points, which is what?
It's coming out on PS3.
No, not yet. There's not a date yet for it, but it should be coming out shortly after. Because, okay, of course, it came out later on the PS3 itself, didn't it?
No, it came out the same day.
Did it come out the same day?
Yep.
Okay. And then the last thing that I got to see was the new Mass Effect DLC as well.
Yep.
Which is called Overlord. It was actually announced just recently. Apparently it's 2 to 2.5 hours long of gameplay. And again, it's a PDLC, so it's a premium downloadable content that's going to cost about 560 points. It's sort of the same kind of story as a lot of parts in Mass Effect are, in that they're looking for... getting your emotions. So it's about a kind of human and Geth being who's kind of joined as one, but you've got to stop them because they're doing, you know, bad stuff. It involves the new vehicle that they made. Is it called the Hammerhead? I think it's the Hammerhead. And it takes place over 5 main locations. What's really cool about it is it's sort of an AI gone crazy deal. So there's all these weird kooky things that happen while you're in the Geth base, because they're in control of the base. And it also involves you getting pulled into the AI's, like, central mind to
kind of experience what the person went through. There's also space cows, which are really cool. And there's a video of space cows, which hopefully we'll link to the... we are going to link it. There's space cows. Do you know what a space cow looks like?
They look weird.
They're really weird. And you can see it's Casey Hudson, who's like the project director. He's running them over with the car.
Lovely.
Which is a bit mean. But the whole point is to kind of basically put your sympathy into this character that they've made. And I imagine it's going to end in an ultimate sort of do you kill it or do you not choice. And it should be coming out sometime in June. There's not an official date for it yet.
Cool. Fun.
And that was the EA showcase. There was actually a few more things that I haven't mentioned. but that's like all the stuff that I thought was worth mentioning. Sorry for taking so long.
You're going to have to email that list so I can put it in the show notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prince of Persia.
I don't know if I'm really the best person to talk about it. I can talk very briefly about it.
Very briefly.
Minute.
Couple minutes.
No story.
Okay.
90 seconds.
Okay, so Prince of Persia Forgotten Sounds is... Don't do that! Is the new Prince of Persia game in the Prince of Persia franchise.
We know that.
Unlike the last one, was that just called Prince of Persia? It was, yeah, wasn't it?
Prince of Persia 5, I think.
Prince of Persia 5. It's nothing like that. So if any diehard Prince of Persia fans decided they were going to stop following Ubisoft
and they've got a different script writer their games, as well,
then forget about it. Forgotten Sands is what you're looking for. It's almost like when we started playing it at the Ubisoft event, which was set up at the Gamer Base in Reading, who very kindly invited us to come along and have a play. We thought we were playing a recreation of Sands of Time, and we actually had to ask to make sure.
Don't you listen to the show?
Yeah.
I mentioned it ages ago.
But no, but like it just felt like we were playing Sands of Time. It was really good.
So it's just like the previous third one.
It's not like it. It kind of looks like it.
But oh, great. It looks like a 10-year-old game.
I mean, the level design is similar.
Oh, great. It looks like level design from a 10-year-old game.
Okay, so it's really fluid, like Assassin's Creed.
Box rooms. Good old days.
And like
you
everything,
do a room in a space of an hour.
Everything flows really well in it. So I think there was only a couple of points where Tim was playing. He played for at least a couple good hours. That and he felt like there was a couple times when he didn't know what he was doing. So everything kind of, you were informed on where you were going.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Nagging? Putting arrows in it, showing where to go.
Well, yeah, but not putting arrows in it. So everything was really, like, worked really well. There's also a grid system in it as well. They've put a grid system in it.
What? So it's got a racing game in it.
So
weird.
So that you can upgrade yourself.
Okay.
Because you pick up experience points. And experience points can get you things like you can get more health, you can get faster, well, longer time, you can get all these special moves and stuff. And it's, I don't know, it looks really good, really.
Like, roulettes.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Prince of Persia the way it's supposed to be. And Tim got a bunch of achievements while he was playing it.
Oh, yes.
Which is always good, but we didn't have our
uh-huh. Game
of check. But it looks really good. And it's definitely worth checking out when it comes out this week.
Cool. We will make sure to do that.
Yes, we will make sure to check out the game, which I think is rubbish.
That's the other thing, actually, coincidentally, if someone can answer, what is the prince's name?
Captain prince? Douchebag.
The prince?
It can't just be the prince.
Mr. Aristocratic Bastard 5000.
Just because you don't like the premise,
cause me
and the original games.
Yeah. Me and Tim were talking about it and we couldn't think of his name.
The best thing about Prince of Persia is Aladdin. And Aladdin is unrelated, and the only good thing about Aladdin was the beginning bit where you had the merchant dude who's really funny. The rest of it was rubbish.
The one that tries to sell him stuff. Or tries to sell the viewers. Or trying to sell stuff.
Yeah.
Paul showed it to me the other day. On YouTube. Because I wasn't sure on what he was on about.
Oh, okay. I think I remember that. But yeah, so that's pretty much it for this week.
Oh.
Sorry, it's quite hot in here. We're like dying
really hot
right now.
And I'm melting.
I'm quite good and I'm in a hoodie.
Dying.
You're close to the door.
Yeah.
It's probably I'm in the corner. So I'm like, you know,
stuffy and like suffocating and whatever. Okay, so you can leave us feedback on the blog, feedback at Game. You can email us feedback at gamecast.net. You can write to us on twitter.com/gamecast. You can look at our
Same volume. You can look like all over the place.
You can look at our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/gamecast.net, dot spelt as the word dot. And you can check out our videos. And
dot
stuff
spelled
on
T-O-G-Y.
Yes, that's exactly how you spell dot.
Talkie.
So you can check everything out on the blog and whatnot else. Yeah, leave letters, please. Reviews on iTunes.
Fine, hopefully Adam will be back next week.
Yeah.
And we won't have so many boring previews and reviews and all the other boring things we have.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. What if people wanted to hear about these games?
I didn't want to hear about it.
Well, we could have chucked you out of the room or something, I suppose.
I can't but get
then,
out the room.
Then
though,
you wouldn't
I?
Have had. We wouldn't have had your witty comments.
Just a word of warning. Adam's planning on reviewing Super Street Fighter 4 next week.
Oh, but I want to do Adam Wayne.
So I'm sure he's going to be spending 20 minutes jib-jabbing about
a
boring fighting game.
It's a fighting game.
You
can't talk more than 10 minutes about it.
It's Adam.
Okay, so that's it for this week, yep.
I guess.
And we shall see.
I mean,
is it next week 199?
I have things to talk about, but obviously we don't have time to do those now, do we? Because we're doing this
What
like
did you have to talk about?
StarCraft 2 news.
You didn't add anything to the show notes.
Well, that's because I didn't think we'd have time.
What's StarCraft 2
news? So I've got like a massive backlog of reviews I need to do as well, which I have to keep cutting off because we'd spend too much time doing everyone else's.
What reviews?
Lord of Ultimate.
Hey, we've already had a Lord of Ultimate review.
That was only the first week review.
Okay. Anyways, so yes, we're dragging this on a bit too much. So we'll catch you all next week. Or two of us will catch you next week at least. Sorry, Charlotte.
Bye. Yeah, you're not a regular. Get lost.
Okay. See ya.